So we learn from this that if one has this type of dedication of Haridas Thakur, then Maya will not be able to touch us. And while that sounds like a tall order, and it's certainly something that Srila Prabhupada repeated to us very often, it's not the end result of Krishna consciousness. The end result of chanting Hare Krishna is not to become free from material energy. That's one of its, I won't say starting points, but it's one of the intermediate platforms, that platform of liberation, Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma. The real goal of chanting Hare Krishna is to attain love for Krishna, which is way, way, way beyond freedom from the material energy. And it's only with that love for Krishna that actually Krishna can be attained. But Haridas Thakur did show us this, and showed us that if we remain vigilant in our vows of chanting, then we can expect that we'll remain aloof from the temptations of the material energy. And if we ignore our vows, then now I will come back to what I was getting to before. If we ignore our vows, then we can expect that we're in a disease condition, we'll fall down. So some days before the present day, Haridas Thakur was in the Siddha Bakul, underneath the Siddha Bakul tree, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as usual, came to visit him, because every day Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would come, and he would personally bring him his lunch from Jagannath Temple, since Haridas Thakur couldn't go to the Jagannath Temple himself. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he went there for the Raj Bhog Arti, then he would bring food for Haridas Thakur. This time when he came, he saw that Haridas Thakur was laying down, which is an unusual thing. And when he asked him what the cause of this was, he says, "Are you feeling ill?" Haridas Thakur indicated that he was, but we don't hear what his illness is. Was it just old age? Was it some kind of disease as a result of old age, or just some kind of disease period? Kaviraj Goswami doesn't mention, and Haridas Thakur doesn't mention. He says, "Oh, my disease is that I'm not being able to finish my rounds." And here's a very important point. Here's a very poignant point. Haridas Thakur was certainly ailing, but he didn't consider that his main problem was his sickness. He considered that as a result of his sickness, his problem was that he couldn't chant his rounds, his allotted number of rounds, and therefore that's what he considered to be his disease. And Kaviraj Goswami doesn't go any further to tell us what he was actually sick with. And of course, here in the purport, Srila Prabhupada makes a very strong statement. He points out that the members of the Krishna Consciousness Movement are all given 16 rounds to chant. And someone who doesn't chant 16 rounds should be understood to be in a diseased condition of spiritual life. He's not in a healthy spiritual condition. So something to learn here from Haridas Thakur is our priority is always to stick to our vows and to chant 16 rounds. Now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "That's all right. You're already liberated, and you're sold, so you don't need to chant rounds," which is something we can learn, that if we find ourselves in a similar situation and the Lord or the spiritual master absolves us from that vow due to some circumstance, in this case, because he was already so spiritually advanced that he was chanting to set an example for others. He wasn't chanting because he needed to become perfected, but he was setting the example. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "All right, you can decrease the number of rounds that you chant." And this then is a important point to note, that devotees must always chant their allotted number of rounds. It was just interesting, just that Radhastami, I was meeting with devotees, fundraising for our temple construction, and I met a lot of devotees, and quite a few initiated devotees who I was speaking with, and I asked a few of them whether they're chanting their rounds, and two, but it may have been three, told me first in an indirect way, but then ultimately we just agreed to yes or no, that they weren't chanting their rounds. Interestingly enough, none of these devotees either apologized for not sticking to their vows. None of them asked what they should do to rectify their situation. They just took it as a sort of some kind of natural sequence of events. But no, Srila Prabhupada points out, it means that one is in a diseased condition of life. Thus, we should always stick to chanting our rounds. And then Haridas Thakur actually revealed his mind. Due to his own spiritual advancement, he could understand that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was planning to leave this world. He was planning to leave this planet. And so he asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I don't want to see your pastime of disappearance. How Lord Chaitanya was going to leave this world whatever the particular effect that disappearance would have on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's followers, which would be that they would all be devastated. Haridas Thakur didn't want to take any part in that. So he said, please let me depart before you. And of course Chaitanya Mahaprabhu resisted. He said, no, no, no. He says, you're my life and soul. I want you to stay. But Haridas persisted, and ultimately Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, although not in so many words, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, acquiesced and surrendered to the desire of his devotee. And so then what happened? Well, on this day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then brought all of his important associates with him. And when Haridas Thakur saw them, he offered his obeisances to them, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then began glorifying Haridas Thakur and speaking. It's described as if he had five tongues. He was taking so much pleasure in glorification of his devotees, which of course once again gives us another lesson, and that is how important it is for us to actually appreciate each other as Vaishnavas. We talk about Vaishnav communities, I've spoken many times about community, meaning Vaishnavs having things in common. But even preceding that, a Vaishnav community means that you have to have Vaishnavas, you have to have devotees. And devotees are such important, wonderful assets. And one thing that one needs to have in common is that Vaishnavs need to respect and appreciate each other. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself showed how he appreciated Haridas Thakur. Although he was from a high Brahmin family, Haridas Thakur was from a Malecha family, still Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed him all respect. And after glorifying Haridas Thakur, after Haridas Thakur offered his prayers and respects to all the great Vaishnavas who were present, then he took the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on his chest, and chanting the Lord's names, he gave up his life by his own accord, in the way that yogis give up their lives. And further testimony of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's love for his devotees was that although Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did, as I've been saying, come from such a low family, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the presence of all the Brahmins of Puri, all the caste-conscious ritualists, danced with the body of Haridas in his arms. Generally, when you see a dead person, then you're immediately supposed to take a bath and wash your clothes or burn them. It's such a contaminating thing. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu confirmed that the body of Haridas Thakur was Chintamani. It was transcendental, and therefore by touching it, one became purified. And of course, the Samadhi of Haridas Thakur is to be found down past Svargadwar, in the Sat-Asat road in Jagannath Puri, which right now indicates to me, as I'm thinking about it, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced and chanted all the way from Siddhabaku down to where Haridas Thakur's Samadhi is now. And then they dug, he personally participated in digging a hole to place Haridas Thakur's body in the sands of the ocean and declared it to be a great pilgrimage place. Anyone who bathed there would certainly be liberated, freed of all sin. And then afterwards they held a great festival to honor Haridas Thakur. So much more could be said about this wonderful event, but certainly on this day we should offer our prayers to Haridas Thakur for the dedication that he had towards chanting the Lord's holy names, and for the blessing that we can also please Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that he would maybe as pleased with us as he was with Haridas Thakur, and that when we leave our bodies, we also have the opportunity to be able to see and visit the Lord one way or another before our eyes. That's certainly the perfection of life. Srila Haridas Thakur ki jai.